from my friends. As usual, every time we meet anyone, we will ask about his name. So my name is Charlotte Sofia Binti Saparella, and I live at Slim River, Perak. I am 18 years old in 2021, which is this year. I was born on February 23rd at 2003. I was born at Hospital Slim River. Yes, since I was little, I did live in Slim River until now. And thanks God, the place that I continue to study is not far from my house. I have 6 siblings and I am the second child. My hobbies are cooking and singing. I love to cook very much. It's all start since I was 5 years old and I saw my grandmother cooking a food for my mom, which is that time she was caring for my younger brother. And start from that, I learned about cooking, and now cooking is one favorite thing that I love to do. When I grow up, I want to be an educator, because being an educator has been my passion since childhood. Other than that, being an educator is one of the easy ways to earn what we call rewards from God with the knowledge imparted when someone uses the knowledge taught in daily life. Everyone has their own weakness, like me. So I will share my weakness. I have a problem of misophonia, where I get angry quickly when I hear the sound that comes from mouth. For example, eating sauce, I will make the sound just like or whatsoever, right? And oh my god, when I make that sound, I also angry for my I also angry to myself. Okay, it really disrupt my daily life. I really hope when I meet all of you, no one doing that or I kill you. Oh no, I'm just joking. I'm not killing you. Okay, talk about learning for this semester. I hope everyone is willing to help me. To be honest, I'm a very weak person in the English subject. Not only in terms of writing, I also very difficult in speaking in English. I really don't care if other people insult me because I can't speak English. As long as I can study, I will study hard for the subject. Other than not being able to speak English, I'm also very weak in IT, which is using a laptop, make a PowerPoint. So I hope my friends can help and mentor me in the field of IT. This is all I can share with you all about myself. I hope all of you enjoy it. Thank you and I love you. Assalamualaikum and hi everyone. From the video that Madam Jia have presented to me, today I have learned about tenses. There are 4 categories that I have studied, namely perfect tense, progressive tense, simple tense, and the last one is perfect progressive tense. I have learned how and when to use simple present tense and present progressive tense. A significant difference between these 2 tenses is we use the simple present tense for things that are permanent or are in general, and the present progressive tense for things that may change or are temporary. Simple present tense are using to talk about habitual action or routines. For example, I cook chicken every month. Next, present progressive tense are using to explain about unfinished action. For example, I'm singing a song. We don't know either the person have done or not sing the song, right? Then, the function of simple past tense is to express something that happened once in the past. Example given, I tried cooking before I gave up. It means that you are talking about something that has already happened. So today, my experience from what I learned today is how to use voice chat at Telegram. I'm very clumsy when I can't join the voice chat, and after I got a link from my friend, I become peaceful. Thank you to all my friends because agreed to help me when I'm in trouble. Thank you.